Our text is St. John chapter 10, beginning with the 7th verse. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. One of our ongoing problems is that we take the word of our Lord in its exclusive seriousness. That we take it in all of its radical truth, which means that it excludes every other possibility except that which is stated. And this is always the hardest of all, because this is the way our Lord gives himself to us. We're always prone to let something else come in between, and one way or another let it minimize what our Lord says. That it couldn't be that great, it couldn't be that glorious. It's got to be more down on our own little piddling plane. When our Lord says, I am the door of the sheep, of course he's speaking about himself being the only way into the church. The only way. There is no other way. But again, if we want to take this in a very personal way, you now in your community renewal attempts, by what right do you have to go to anybody and attempt to foist your will and your ideas and your concerns upon somebody else? The fact of the matter is, you don't have that right. But you do have the calling. And that calling is that through the door, Jesus Christ, you can come to another person. But only in that way, otherwise you're a robber and you're a thief and you're destroying something. And again, by the same token, and here's where we have our greatest difficulty, our Lord Jesus Christ himself is the door, and anything that wants to come into us is going to destroy and is going to rob us of what God would give us if it doesn't come through Jesus Christ. Here's where we have all of our frustrations. Here's where we have all of our terrible concern about failure. Here's where we actually don't make it. We let everything else come through. And we let them have their voice with us and their say with us, their accusations against us, and we know them only too well. They can always appeal to God's law. And always behind the demonic, hath God said. Now, if we let it pass through Jesus Christ as the door into our lives, then there's always going to be only one thing that we will hear, in spite of failure, in spite of sin, in spite of sorrow, in spite of everything. And that is what Jesus Christ is to us and what Jesus Christ has to say. And that's why I believe he follows it up with himself as the good shepherd. The Greek word here shows really the beautiful one, the one who is attractive to us. And his attractiveness, his winningness, the way by which he wins us is, I lay down my life for the sheep. Here is the only one really that we can trust to have a full and a final say with regard to us, because he lays down his life for us. Nobody ever loved us or will love us as Jesus Christ loves us. And so whatever comes to us through him as the door, is going to have an altogether different sound to our souls and to our ears than it would have apart from Jesus Christ. And the amazing thing, this good shepherd who lays down his life for us, he tells, I know my own. Isn't that wonderful? We think we know ourselves, and this is why we so often feel so guilty. But you know, he knows us through and through. He looks through us like you and I look through a pane of glass. And still, I lay down my life for these sheep. I know their needs before they know them. I know that they're not going to be these perfect saints that so many people like to make them. But you know, in me, they are perfect. If only they will take what I have to offer them. If only they will be my sheep indeed and prove it in only one way, to hear my voice. Above all of the storm and the strife and the tumult of our time, among all the doubts of our own hearts, amid all of the accusations of our own conscience, amid all the threats of God's law, amid everything, we're truly his sheep and he knows us real well if we hear his voice. And his voice always comes to us with but a single message. Don't be afraid. It is I. Be of good courage. It is I. I lay down my life for you. Let's see if we can put some of that into the fervor of song with hymn number 478.
Thank you.
Let us remember Jesus, who though he was rich, yet for our sakes became poor and dwelt among us, who was content to be subject to his parents, the child of a poor man's home, who lived for 30 years the common life, earning his living with his own hands and declining no humble tasks, whom the common people heard gladly, for he understood their ways. May this mind be in us that was in Jesus Christ. Let us remember Jesus, who was mighty in deed, healing the sick and the disordered, using for others the powers he would not invoke for himself, who refused to force men's allegiance, who was master and lord to his disciples, yet was among them as their companion, as one who served, whose meat was to do the will of the Father who sent him. May this mind be in us that was in Jesus Christ. Let us remember Jesus, who loved men, yet retired from them to pray, rose up a great while before day, watched through a night, stayed in the wilderness, went up into a mountain, sought a garden, who, when he would help a tempted disciple, prayed for him, who prayed for the forgiveness of those who rejected him, and for the perfecting of those who received him, who observed good customs but defied conventions which did not serve the purposes of God, who hated sin because he knew the cost of pride and selfishness, of cruelty and impurity to man, and still more to his Father in heaven. May this mind be in us that was in Jesus Christ. Let us remember Jesus, who believed in men to the last and never despaired of them, who through all disappointment never lost heart, who disregarded his own comfort and convenience and thought first of others' needs, and though he suffered long, was always kind, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again, and when he suffered, threatened not, who humbled himself and carried obedience to the point of death, even the death on the cross, and endured faithful to the end. May this mind be in us that was in Jesus Christ. O Christ, our only Savior, so come to dwell in us that we may go forth with the light of thy hope in our eyes and with thy faith and love in our hearts. Amen. And now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make us perfect in every good work to do his will, working in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.